Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, folks, if we can get anything out of this conversation we're about to have, it's that we need the help. It's the focus of my career. It's why we have Get Marty. It's our point of existence. It's the very reason that I ask for your help. And I think that when you folks hear a story like this, you're going to want to help. And when I saw this, I just cringed. It was Saturday. This wonderful man, he's helping out the family business. He's delivering pizza for a family-owned pizza joint in Clareton. That's all he's doing, man. His job. Garletto's. And they're working hard, man. It's a hard life. Those folks work hard. They care about what they do, man. And they're in Clareton. Okay, so you're earning your bread. You're earning your money. And they do a hell of a job there, Garletto's. And Steve Lynn, who's the driver of this car, he gets the living you-know-what beat out of him. And he's fighting for his life right now. Critical but stable condition. Someone orders a pizza. They lied about the address. They lied about what they were trying to do. Nearly beat him to death. And we got to help. And it's so revolting. It's so unsettling. Someone trying to make a living, and this happens. And we're so lucky to hear from Hillary Seal, who is the daughter-in-law of Steve Lynn, who is struggling right now. And Hillary's been kind enough to join us in a very difficult time for her. Hillary, good morning. How are you holding up?
As good as I could be.
I cannot imagine. Hey, for folks tuning in, tell us how Steve is doing this morning.
We actually just got called from my mother-in-law this morning. Steve seemed to have woken up. He is following when they're asking him to blink, but he still is going to need a brain surgery. They have not yet been able to perform since the swelling is still very bad.
So folks know this is a great development here, because prior to this, Hillary, there was deep concern, I know that in your house, that he would never wake up, right?
Yes.
And that he would never have cognitive ability or reflex action or anything, right?
Yes.
And so the fact that he's blinking and responding for you folks is a big, big deal, right?
It is. We're trying to keep as positive as we could be in this situation.
So help us out, Hillary. Tell us what happened Saturday night to the best of your recollection.
Saturday night, these people called the store. I was actually the one that took the order. They called from a private number and a private name, and as one of my store policies is that you have to call from an unblocked number so that I could see the phone number you called me from. So I asked them to call back from an unblocked number, which they said, okay, that's fine, and which they did, but at the time, we didn't know it was a text now number.
What's that? I apologize. What was that called?
Text now.
Text now.
Number.
How does that work? Excuse my stupidity here.
You're okay. You just connect to Wi-Fi, then you download the app, and you get a phone number, and you can make phone calls and text messages.
Oh, my gosh. So you steal a number, in essence, and you can do it without anyone knowing who it is.
Yeah. It's a very horrible app, but to my experience. Okay. He went out on that last delivery tonight. He uses a shop car that we have a tracker for. And we've noticed that he's been gone for quite some time. So we check our tracker, and it shows that the car has been sitting in the same location for over 15 minutes. And my husband decided he's going to go use the bathroom and go check and go drive up there.
This would be Steve's son.
Yes. While he was using the restroom, the Allegheny County 911 called me from our store phone and said that Steve Lynn is unavailable to talk right now because he is part of a crime scene.
Oh.
And at this point, 100 thoughts was running through my head on what's going on. All I could keep asking the operator was, is he okay? Could you please tell me anything? Is he okay? Is he okay? And all the operator could tell me was that he could take my number and have the cops call me as soon as they can. My mind was going wild. Then I told my husband, and he hurried up and quickly drove up there. He called me. He said that there was blood puddles everywhere. You could see where he got attacked, where he went from there. He was knocking from houses to get some help. They have blood all over. The shop car was covered in blood. It was a two-story house, so there's like a first landing, and I guess that's where he got attacked. And it's covered. He said there is puddles of blood. He said he saw my father-in-law getting taken in an ambulance, and he was covered in it.
So he was pounding on doors after he was beaten, trying to get help?
After he got beaten, he was trying to get help. I guess nobody heard or nobody helped him because they're scared. I just don't understand how that happened. But they told us that he was stable. The paramedics that actually took care of him got a hold of us through Facebook and was talking of us of how when they asked my father-in-law questions, that he said that they didn't even give him a chance to ask for his money. They just automatically started hitting him. Then he told him I would have given it to him. And that's before he went out of it. Then he just collapsed. They were supposed to take him to Mercy, but they ended up in Presby because of how bad the situation was and how it was closer. After that, I called my mother-in-law and told her what happened, and they rushed there, and then she told me that my father-in-law was in a ventilator and he was in a coma. And that's when we weren't sure if he was going to wake up. They told us that he had a fracture in his skull, he had bleeding in the brain, and has a big wound on his head. He also had surgery years and years ago because he was a mechanic, and I guess he had an accident. And he had pins on his neck, and they hit him so hard that they knocked that loose. He's an old man. If you wanted his money, why would you do that? I feel like the intention was to kill him, not to rob him.
Gut-wrenching stuff. It just beyond belief that we live in a world where someone would try to beat a man to death who's just trying to deliver a pizza in Clareton. It has to be so difficult for Hillary Seal, it's her father-in-law. It has to be so difficult for you, Hillary, to wrap your arms around this emotionally. You have to be so angry, right?
I am.
Yeah. How old is he?
60.
60. And how much money did they try to kill him over?
They tended to take $100. They asked for change for $100. Everyone in Clara knows that my driver carries $20 in change. So if they had a big bill, they had to ask for it in advance so that they could carry change for it.
So they tried to kill him over $100.
Yes.
My God. My God. Hey, any luck yet with suspects?
Unknown at the moment. Man. I know the detectives are trying to put a subpoena for phone companies to release information about the colors.
So, just to try and wrap my arms around this, we live in a world, Hillary, where, and you said there were a couple assailants, a couple suspects?
Yeah.
So we live in a world where men, grown men, are willing to kill someone, beat them to death over $100. Is that what we're talking about here?
That's what it's looking at.
My God. And, you know, we hear this all the time. Folks in communities say they're in a food desert. We can't get Chinese food delivered. We can't get pizza delivered because people don't want to come into these neighborhoods. What are you thinking about in terms of the future of your business? Are you reassessing ever delivering again, or do you keep forging on because you have to?
We're actually really thinking about moving our business out of Clarence.
Wow.
I mean, I understand it happens everywhere, but it just seems like Clarence getting worse and worse by the minute. We've done everything we could to help the community. We've donated to fundraisers, little leagues, and this is what they repay us with.
Well, I'm with you. I feel horrible saying this, but if you need help with anything, I don't feel horrible saying I'd love to help you because I have to help you. If you need help raising money, which is what we want to talk about next, if you need help moving, if you need help finding employees, my God, you're trying to run a small business and your father-in-law is trying to live. Let's talk about this GoFundMe page. Where is it and how can folks get there?
I've set up a GoFundMe page. It's under my name, but the title of the GoFundMe page is Medical and Financial Support for Steve Lynn. There has also been people contacting us about sending donations in our store, which we have said that's fine because we are here 7 days a week from open to close just to make sure we serve Clarence. And people can write off the check to our business, which is Garletto's Pizza, and we will be cashing it and putting it in Steve's money. We have as of right now, there is a bucket in our store which has all his donations from people that come in.
What kind of needs do they have? There have to be substantial with him clinging to life, my dear.
As of right now, I'm not really sure what they need. All I know is that it's going to be a very, very, if he does pull it through, that it's going to be a long recovery. He's more than likely going to need someone with him 24/7 to help him, assist him. So nurses and aides, and we're actually going to have to, he lives with us at the moment. Well, he does live with us. So we're going to make sure that we're going to have to put a hospital bed in there for him.
So you're obviously very emotional about this. And I can tell you're very, very upset, and who wouldn't be?
That's his family. Not only that, he was only hoping to make sure that our business didn't fail.
And do you feel a certain amount of guilt? I can sense this. You blame yourself somehow.
I do, because I took that order, so I feel like it's my fault, like I should have caught on. I also feel like he would have never been hurt if it wasn't helping us.
Hillary, we're in this with you. Give out the number. What's amazing is this young woman who works these crazy hours, she answered the phone and was so sweet to me when I probably woke her up before 8 o'clock this morning. And
I was wide awake. We come here at 5:50 in the morning to open everything, and we close down at 10 o'clock.
At night?
We work all this crazy hour to make sure that we support and take care of Claire, because there's nothing else around here.
Give folks the number of your business so they can call if they can help.
It's 412-233-8110.
Thank you, young lady. Anything you need, I'm here, okay?
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh,